all connected to each other biologically, to the earth chemically, to the rest of the universe
atomically. I think nature's imagination is so much greater than man. He's never gonna let us
relax, relax. Where things change, all right, but according to patterns, rules, or as we call them, laws of nature.
I'm this fella standing on a planet. Really, I'm just a speck. I'm just a speck compared with a star. The planet is just another speck. To think about all of this, to think about the vast emptiness of space. There's billions and billions of stars.
Stars are from the sun. We've traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
We're all connected to each other biologically, to the earth chemically, to the rest of the universe.
We talk from the elevating and exhilarating, discover that we live in a universe which permits the evolution of molecular machines as intricate and subtle as we.
Light bouncing around the room, going from one thing to the other, and it's all really there, really, really there. But you gotta stop and think about it, about the complex, and really get the pleasure. It's all really there, really, really there. The inconceivable nature makes you to think about all of this. But the vast emptiness of space.
There's billions and billions of stars. Billions and billions of specks.
The beauty of a living thing is not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together. The cosmos is also within us.
We're made of star stuff. We are away from
the cosmos and know itself. Across sea of space, the stars are from the sun. We've traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.